You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise and exalt you here today, Lord. God, we thank you for another day. Thanks for waking us up. Or thanks for getting us through another day. We praise you. Lord, you are the one that holds our breath in your hands and who numbers our days, Lord. And as Moses said, help us and teach us to number our days as well. Help us to remember to redeem the time, because the days are evil. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Been a long time since we've been on the air with a new study in the book of Acts. That's where we're at today. For more information on this ministry, wondering what this is WGOD Radio. I've named it that. I've been working in radio for some 20 years now, and I would just love the idea, if I owned a radio station, to call the call letters WGOD Radio. Because God's always broadcasting. I just heard a Randy Travis song the other day, and that is Turn Your Radio On. And he says, everyone's got a receiver. What we need to do is turn the radio on, turn the radio on. And that's what we need to be doing. God's always broadcasting. You see, and I've discovered the secret, and I share it with you. And that is when you go to his word, God's guaranteed to speak to you. Because it says in Hebrews chapter 4, it says the word is living or quick. It means it's alive. It's not a dead book. It's a living book. God's the God of the living, and his word is living. That's how you can read the same book 84,000 times in your life, and the 84,000th time, you'll understand and see something new, and God will speak something fresh to you because his word is alive. And let you and I be transformed today as we renew our minds through the word. We're going to look today at someone named Simon. Simon Magus, he's known as. We're in Acts chapter 8. I know it's been a long time. We'll read a couple of verses here. We're going to camp out here today on this sorcerer named Simon. Once again, WGODradio.com is where you can learn a little more on this ministry. And also, I invite you to like the Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church as well, where God's doing a great work. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We just started a 16-week series in the Gospel of Mark, and we just wrapped up week two yesterday. Wednesday nights, we're also in the book of Acts in chapter 15. This coming Wednesday, we're looking at the famous Jerusalem Council, the first church meeting ever recorded in the Bible, Acts chapter 15. It's Wednesday night, 6 to 7. You're invited. In the meantime, Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Now Saul was consenting unto his death. Whose death? Well, Stephen's. This is amazing, isn't it? Here's the great Apostle Paul, who hears someone tell him that Jesus Christ loves him, and it infuriated him, and consented to his death. Isn't that just the way unbelievers are? Isn't that funny? You know, you go up to an unbeliever, you go up to someone and you say to them, you know, Charles Manson told me, I saw him in jail the other day, that he says, you, Bill, you're a pretty good guy, you know, and he likes you, saw your face on the news. What would you do? You'd say, well, you know that Manson, maybe he's not just a bad guy after all. Or Osama bin Laden says, you know that Fred, I really like Fred. He's a good guy. So you go up to Fred and you tell him, you know, Osama bin Laden said you're a pretty good guy. And you'd say, you know, that Osama, he's not a bad guy after all. But you go up to someone and you say, Jesus loves you. What do? Man, you grab a hatchet and you chase the guy down the street and you want to kill him because he's got the nerve to tell you that God loves you. What's wrong with that picture? It's true, isn't it? Of course, I'm exaggerating to make a point, but I'm not exaggerating that much. Stephen gets up and says to the great Apostle Paul that God loves him, that God's Savior for mankind is Jesus Christ. And Paul was infuriated in that. Verse 3, as for Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church, entering into every house and hailing or hauling men and women out and committed them to prison. Then they were scattered abroad everywhere, preaching the word. You see, look what happens. God even takes bad things that happen and turns them around for good. God takes sin, Paul's sin. Paul was infuriated at the message that God loves him, and he started persecuting the church, and he caused the Christians to scatter north, south, east, and west with the gospel with them. So as a result of Paul's sin, the gospel spread everywhere. All because of Paul's disobedience and sin, God took that bad and turned it around for something good. And let me say to you, friend, that God will do the same thing for you as well. He'll take your missteps, your sins, the mistakes that you've made in life, and turn them around for something good, because that's what he does. God will cause good to come out of your sin and your mistakes that you've made. God can cause good to come out of them. I pray that you'd repent of them, of the sins you've committed. Admit. That's what the word repent means. It's homo legeo. Homo means the same thing. Legeo is to speak. It's speak the same thing. It's you're agreeing right along with God. Yeah, God, I agree with you. This is sin. I've sinned against you. I turn and repent of my sin. Give me the strength not to commit this one anymore. And mean it. And God can take your sin and turn it around for something good, just like he did for the Apostle Paul. He's done it for me countless times. Some of my greatest victories have come about through mistakes that I've made and God turning them around and causing something good to come out of my mistakes. This is what happened here. Saul, it says he went from house to house wreaking havoc on the church at the mere mention that Jesus Christ loves him. And that God's Savior was Jesus. God's Messiah was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Notice, too, what Jesus said back in John 6:44. He says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him. And I'll raise him up on the last day. You know, I'll tell you what. He just hadn't drawn him yet, you see, because bad things still had to happen to good people first before this could happen. You can read the proof of that, too. That's not just me telling you that. When you go forward here to the book of Galatians, let me read the verse to you. Galatians chapter 1, I think it's verse 16. It says this. It says in verse 15, Galatians 1:15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, when it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, not just to me, but in me. That is, his Spirit bore witness with our spirit and with his spirit. When it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood, meaning I didn't go ask someone else what their opinion was about it. I'm not going to go to an unbeliever and ask them if they think that Jesus Christ is Lord. He didn't confer with flesh and blood. He didn't ask his mother. He didn't ask his brother. He didn't ask his unbeliever friends what they thought about it. He conferred not with flesh and blood. When it pleased God, who separated me, meaning from my mother's womb, his birth was planned by Almighty God. As God said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Life's planned by God. He's the one that does it. God separated Paul from his mother's womb. The hand, the thumbprint of God was on him before he was born, as it is on you as well. It says that he chose you before the foundation of the world. He chose you in Christ before he made this world. God's already chosen you. But now here, I want you to see this. When it pleased God, this is Galatians 1:15, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. I didn't ask anyone what their opinion was about it. He showed me Jesus was real. He revealed his son in me. And then I didn't go ask no one what their opinion was. I believed God at his word. I pray it'd be the same thing for you, friend. You believe God at his word. You're not going to confer with flesh and blood. You're not going to go ask a unbeliever about something that God's revealed to you. Don't ask an unbeliever about it. Maybe you shouldn't even ask a believer. I would counsel you, if you're married, that you should. You shouldn't go sell your business and go and want to move across the country without conferring with someone. You see, this is what God does. You see, when you're married, you see, he'll put the same thing in your spouse. And there won't be any disagreement. It's not going to be you thinking one way and your spouse another. If God's called you to do something, and if you're married, God's going to put the same thing in your spouse. And you'll be in agreement with something. That's why I say fast and pray about something that God's put on your heart. Something important like this. Fast and pray. Maybe fast and pray before you even mention it to your spouse. Pray that God would move. And God would confirm whatever it is that he's revealed in you, that he'd confirm it to your spouse so there'd be an agreement on things, so that you and your husband or your wife would be in agreement. Awesome look here, the Apostle Paul. And to see that God takes even our mistakes and turns them around for something good. I guess we're about to wrap it up here for today, 12 minutes into this. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, I guess we'll touch on Simon Magus. We're just looking at Saul here, wreaking havoc on the church. And we say, but he was the great apostle Paul. And yet Paul still says that when it pleased God. You see, God allowed the suffering to take place. And he allowed Paul's evil to continue so that these Christians would spread around the known area and spread the gospel. And God takes the bad things that happen and turns them around for good. Why? Why? Because he's God and because he's good. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.